HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
The tech industry has been in kind of a lull because of the COVID-19 related lockdowns, but there's still news flowing in. For instance, Google became the second really big company to ban Zoom this week. If you didn't know, Zoom is the video conferencing service which became pretty much viral during these lockdowns as we all worked from home. But Zoom has also come under scrutiny for a lot of privacy violations. The first company to block it, of course, was SpaceX, which told its employees to not use it for work purposes. And now Google has also told its employees to do the same. The Taiwanese government has actually told its employees that no government business will be conducted over Zoom as well. Zoom CEO Eric Yuan recently did apologize for these issues, and he accepted that the company needs to work on it. He has also said that the company is working on it, and Zoom is working with Alex Stamos, who used to be Facebook's security head, to fix these issues. And while we're on the topic of COVID-19, there's a lot of misinformation on the internet and especially on WhatsApp about this disease. And to stem that, WhatsApp this week announced that it will be limiting the forwarding message capability to one chat at a time. So now, once a message has been forwarded 5 times on WhatsApp, you will no longer be able to forward it to multiple users at a time. What that means is that if 5 different people have forwarded the message, or even if one person has forwarded the message 5 times, then everybody else will only be able to send it to one person at a time. It's actually a really good move to stem the flow of misinformation. It does not necessarily cancel out all fake news on the platform, but it becomes more difficult to send such information. Moving on to some devices news. Sony unveiled its DualSense controller for the PlayStation 5, which is expected later this year. And you guys must see this. The new controller actually is a huge departure from what Sony's usual PlayStation controllers have looked like. It has this dual colors, it has blue lights all over. It has new adaptive triggers, which can be adjusted to specific kinds of gameplay. And the whole design is more in sync with the PSVR, which was Sony's virtual reality headset. What this shows is that the company is trying to bring uniformity amongst its gaming equipment. And of course, a whole new design philosophy means that we can expect new features from Sony as well. And speaking of devices, it seems Apple's next 13 and 15 inch MacBooks will be announced as early as next month. That's not surprising because you can't really expect companies to keep holding back on device launches. But we'll have to wait and watch how they perform in the market. On the other hand, Microsoft has had to postpone the launch of the Surface Neo, which was its dual-screen PC, to next year. Or at least that's what reports say. The Surface Neo was expected near the end of this year, but well, COVID-19 is doing this to a lot of device makers. So we'll have to wait till next year to get our hands on the Surface Neo. And last but not the least, it seems Google is gonna work with Samsung very soon. Some new reports suggest that Samsung is building a new Exynos chipset for Google. It's likely that this chipset is meant for the Pixel devices, but of course nobody has confirmed that at the moment. The chipset is made on Samsung's 5 nanometer process, which automatically makes it a very efficient and fast chipset. It seems most of the things here will be like any Exynos flagship chipset from Samsung, but Google is using its own Visual Core chip on it, which is what is used for all the AI capabilities on the Pixel devices and for its image signal processing. That makes sense because Google has had quite a bit of success with this chip on the Pixel, and it wouldn't want to give that away just yet.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.